This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic through line, the second half of this week, is the labor market. Jobs, how many of them there are or maybe aren't. In reverse chronological order, the February monthly jobs report, that's the big one, comes out Friday morning. The weekly unemployment claims figure comes out tomorrow. And today we got private payroll numbers from the processing firm ADP. Not so bad, but not so good either. 117,000 new jobs in this economy, well below all the educated guesses out there. And another in a series of indicators that maybe this recovery is running out of gas, which is, of course, why Congress is working on that relief bill at this very moment. So, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going on our rest of the week labor market update.
The jobs recovery in this pandemic is what Holly Wade calls disconnected. She runs the National Federation of Independent Business Research Center. On the one hand,
industries that are still struggling to keep their doors open in areas such as leisure and hospitality, the restaurant industries, those businesses that are more public facing.
Those businesses are going to be cautious about hiring, even as things start to reopen. At the same time, other industries can't find enough workers. Marla Balonik runs the Latino Economic Development Center.
Contractors have had, you know, an amazing last 12 months, maybe better than an average year, because people have more interest in improving their homes or their surroundings in general.
The relief bill does have targeted aid for some of the hardest hit industries, airlines, for example, and entertainment venues. But as Sarah Crozier at small business group Main Street Alliance points out,
the American Rescue Plan is at its core a rescue plan, right? We're still talking about triage. We're still talking about, you know, real COVID immediate needs.
Cash payments to families, help for the unemployed, money to reopen schools. Allison Schrager is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute.
I mean, it will definitely help. It will get more money in pockets, and that might help consumption some. But the only thing we can really do to restore the economy is end the disease.
Schrager says while the vaccines are cause for optimism, it will probably still take a while for the labor market to catch up. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.